Tonight we welcome you to a realm of mystifying enigmas. A realm where the boundaries between fact and fiction blur between the visible and the invisible. Welcome to Conspiracy Cinema Saturday. This is not your typical movie night. Here your guides are Tommy Truthful and Paranoid American, the most tenacious detectives of the Truth Mafia. These brave cinema sleuths are on a mission to unmask the obscure and decode the ubiquitous. To delve into the shadows of Hollywood's most popular and cryptic films, and expose the hidden occult symbolism and messages concealed within. Are you ready to question the world as you know it? Join us as we journey into the underbelly of the silver screen one frame at a time. So grab your popcorn and get ready for another episode of Conspiracy Cinema Saturday from Truth Mafia.
This is called fair use and is allowed for purposes of criticism, news reporting, teaching, and parody, which doesn't infringe of copyright under 17 USC 107. So tonight, guys, we got a special episode prepared for you. We're going to be doing The Changeling from Apple TV Part 2, Episode 4. We're going to touch on some things from Episode 1, through 4 again, but mainly on Episode 4, the newest one out. And I got my brother with us tonight, my partner in crime, Paranoid American. What's up, brother? How you doing?
What up, yo? Co-conspirator.
Co-conspirator,
right. Hopefully not co-defendant, but whatever it needs to be.
Right, no doubt. Co-defendants, we're down with that too. So everybody in the chat, smash that like button, please. Hit the likes. I'm streaming this tonight to all three of my Facebooks, my big YouTube, and to my Rumble. Did you stream it to your platform, brother, or you didn't have time?
Nah, man, I'm still learning, bro. Usually after we air these, I'll download it and re-upload it, but I'll get on top of the ball eventually.
You're playing it safe, you and Juan, where you guys don't go live at all. You got to be careful.
Yeah, we know. I upload, and I got to wait. I got to wait like 2 weeks before a video gets the green thumbs up. So that's usually what my delay is.
It really sucks that, YouTube has made the climate like that to where we can't even go. I do. I just make sure I'm very careful when I go live from my big YouTube. I do this with you on there and interview big guests like when we did that one with Rex or Archaics or J Dreams, because you got to be very careful, man. You bring the wrong person on. The podcast I did the other day on the coming of the Antichrist was a perfect example. He was a good guest and cool, but he said so many things that if I would have streamed on YouTube, I would have lost my whole channel, bro.
Get your wrist slapped away. At the very least, you can stream live for like a week or two, but at the very worst, ask Homie Donut, right? Like, they don't even give you a warning. You just log in one day and it's like, oh, that account doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, it's pretty pretty nuts. What's up, guys? How y'all doing? Everybody,
hello, everyone. See, look at all the people that are already, throwing out love. And that's why I think Tommy that this audience is the dopest, because even if we were to get wiped out, right, they would find us again and we would be building the numbers up again pretty quickly, which is pretty unique in any community. So much love to everybody with the comments.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. They follow me for a lot of these people have been here for years, man. They've seen me get taken down again and again and again and again.
Hopefully I can just learn from everything that you've picked up over the years, and I don't have to put my hand on the stove to learn some of this.
Yeah, no doubt. And I try to tell y'all to didn't I tell you guys not to listen to all these people about September 23rd of this year, which they did a couple small little events, but nothing big. Just like I told you.
What, what was the 23rd about?
It's connected to Osiris and this astrological alignment in 2017. It fulfilled biblical prophecy. So there's going to be a major event on that day, but it won't be this year. It's going to be 2026 because September 23rd of 2026 equals 138, which is that Phoenix number. So, you know, there's a lot of predictive programming in movies. Maybe one time me and you'll do a episode about it, show all the movies with the predictive programming of the 923 day. I mean, there's tons of them, bro. End of days type movies, like talking about upcoming floods and asteroids and nuclear detonations on 923. But I knew it wouldn't be this year because whenever you see the truther community all sharing stuff and they're letting it go viral, they're not going to do it. They're trying to make y'all look dumb. So, you know what I'm saying? You got to be careful with that. Even when some of my friends were talking about 923, I told them, I said, they're not going to do nothing significant this year. If anything, it'll be between 2024 and 2026. One of them, you know, in that time frame. But yeah, there's four or five days ago, there was this fire that I reported on this morning down in Argentina that is getting no media coverage anywhere. It's pretty crazy, dude. You can't find nothing on Google about it. Nothing. It's like total media blackout.
What's that like Buddhist saying that if there's a fire burning in Argentina, but no one posts about it, is there really a fire? Isn't that how that goes?
Yeah. Who knows, dude? But it looks like there was a fire. So I don't know, man. It's hard to find anything on it. Only thing, TikTok people were sharing tons of videos on it. So I found the original video that was this girl named like Raya Truth, R-A-U Truth. And up on Truth Mafia, I put the video I made about it and then her videos underneath. And then there's another gentleman in Utah, which I shouted him out in my video. He reported on it too. But bro, I've never seen such media silence on something. Like, you can't find nothing
unless it was related to Hunter so and so.
Yeah. Unless it's, then you can't find nothing either. You can't even say his name, you know what I'm saying?
The cameras cut out, the guards fell asleep. What do you want us to do? The open and close shut case,
right? Yeah, I mean, dude, it's crazy some of the stuff they tell us and they want us to believe. It's mind-boggling. But guys, I told y'all not to worry about that 923 thing. It's interesting to look at it. Now, when 2026 pops around, that's a year you might want to worry about it. What we need to be worrying about is September 29th, September 28th, because that's CERN's 69-year anniversary, guys. So that's something.
69. I didn't know they've been around that long.
1954, September 29th, 1954, they were established. Yes, sir. And all these fire rituals all tie into CERN. Even this movie we're about to get into right now. And he kept saying, I am Apollo. I mean, so many times. It definitely, he wanted you to know in the movie that he is Apollo. He's Apollo, the sun god, right? And in episode 4, guys, it starts out where they're all sitting on this bench next to Kelly's clam shack with the blue roof, I might add. And then you got the orange and blue, which equals 56, like mind control. I didn't even get into that. But Kelly's clam shack is 41, matching Sir Nunos. And what's he say over and over throughout the series? I am Apollo. I am Apollo. I am Apollo, the sun god. Well, Apollo, Apollyon, the destroyer. And this is why CERN is built on the temple of Apollo. It's literally on a Apolliseum. Built where they used to go and do ritualistic sacrifices to Apollo in Revelation 9:11. And they had a king over them, the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue, his name is Apollyon. And Sir Nunos is the Celtic god of the underworld, Celtic lord of hell, that CERN was named after. So very interesting. I know you Paranoid American was, you caught on to that pretty quick in the first episode where he kept saying, "I am Apollo, I am Apollo." And then, bro, look in the in another scene here, so that he's still sitting on the bench here, bro, and his boy shows him all these social media posts where they're talking like really bad about him and what happened with his baby, right?
Yeah, they're talking about like boiled vegetables or something.
Yeah, crazy stuff, bro. And this person, look at their name, the 237 guys. There's the 237 code. And we know that's the gamma code cracked, which has to do with the sun and the gamma radiation it's giving off right now. Mark of Cain is 237. Fire Danger, 237. Baal Hermon is 237. Baal was the god they would offer kids to in fire rituals. And Baal Hermon is a location on Mount Hermon where the 200 fallen angels descended. And even look at the picture they used in that. It's a little baby coming out of like a blue plasma looking sun.
You know, I just got to say this shout out to Joel Thomas of Mockingbird Podcast, because he always talking about Nephilim portal babies. And when I saw that, like, if that's not a Nephilim portal baby, what is?
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Joel Thomas. He's cool. Yeah. Nephilim portal baby. It definitely does look like a little Nephilim portal baby, doesn't it? So, yeah, man, there was so much connections. Oh, and then the next thing he sees on his phone, Demon Spawn 666.
Says, wow, I didn't catch that. That's a good catch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I catch all that, bro. I don't miss a beat when it comes to numbers and stuff. So Demon Spawn 666 tells him two working parents cannot even raise a child. So they're back to back. You know, we got a connection to Baal. Fire, these the Mark of Cain, and then
that was a B, by the way. The avatar was a B that said that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then, well, you know, the demon spawn, the very next one. So it's quite interesting.
It's just a coincidence, I'm sure. They just generated a random name, and it just happened to be Demon Spawn 666 for this TV show.
Sure, you know, the AI did it. Oh, and back to the 237 guys. If you remember, we just had that blue moon, right? That rare blue moon. This is the last time we have the blue moon until 2037, which is 237 in numerology. And then another very interesting scene that I was telling Paranoid American about. Check this out. When he first sees his girlfriend, he's looking at these camera footages that this crazy dude gave to him. And Paranoid American is going to break down some more on that guy and when they went to the island. But look at the cameras, guys. What do you notice? Camera 9, camera 11, 9-11, just like in Terminator, just like in The Matrix. Remember in The Matrix, they had 9-11 on his license. In Terminator, it was on the overpass. This is called predictive programming, known as lesser magic, revelation of the method. And it was at exactly 22 minutes in, 22:32 to be exact, which 32 is connected to doorways and gateways. Remember the Las Vegas event, they were on the 32nd floor, and 22 is the master builder number, and this year is the 22nd anniversary of 9/11. So at 22 minutes in, 9/11's on the screen. You know, you can't make it up. It's totally crazy.
And let me throw this out too while you're on that screen really quick.
Yes, sir.
Because this is called the Changeling. And this is all fairly new folklore to me. Like, I wasn't an expert on any of this, but changelings typically were blamed on fairies in particular. They would say, like, oh, the fairy came and took your kid in the middle of the night, right? Look where she's walking towards right now. She's got the word fairy right above her.
Wow.
And this is, and she's headed to the place where they've got all these changeling children. So, I mean, it's probably just a coincidence, though.
I didn't even catch that part, dude. That's so crazy. See, that's why we do good together. You didn't catch the 9/11, but then you look at it, you see the whole connection. That part didn't even like register in my head. You know what I mean?
I'm still tripping on last week's when, or the one before, when like Martin Luther was the one that was talking about changelings and he believed in them, and that, like, you know, there was one where he went and found a changeling child. He said this isn't like the 1540s, I think, or it was like posthumously published, but that he saw a changeling child and then told the parents to say like a prayer every night for like 2 years, and then he was like, yeah, the changeling died. Like, that was his note on that.
Yeah, I still got some of your slides that you had up from last week, a few of them, but
that's going to come up again too, the two-horned creatures. It's a recurring theme for sure.
Oh, this little guy, he looks a lot like Sir Nuno's too, a little bit. Sir Nuno's has horns like that on his head, but his are more kind of antlerish.
It's, but whenever, yeah, I see two horns now, my mind goes right to agricultural gods. Because almost every single, no matter what country or culture or time period you're talking about, if you see a horned god, you could probably throw a dart and guess that it's going to be agriculture related, fertility related, and usually wind or storm related.
Also, which
makes sense, right? Because all those things kind of have to do with agriculture.
Yes, also witch related. The horned one is the god of the witches, which is Sir Nuno's, but there's many different horn gods that the witches worship. And we see that theme over and over again in the changelings, the connection to witches. So I found this interesting. This was from episode 1, and I'm going to be very careful how I say this, but he got a book, guys, and he's reading it. So a postcard falls out the book, and it's from Aleister Crowley. And, you know, it says, some men are born, I can't say that word.
Fancy. We're going to say fancy.
Yeah. We got to come up with a code word for that. But it has to do with when you're into using the back door, if you get what I'm saying. So some, and you could see it. I know you guys can read it. Some men are born this, some men achieve it, and some have been thrusted upon them, which equals 330, matching 33. And that's interesting because the Key of Solomon ritual that is done at a very young age, it releases the kundalini up the 33 vertebrae connected to that pineal gland, and shatters that little butterfly in the back right there, right before you get to the neck and the head. And this is, each shattered fragment becomes a programmable alter ego. It's used in trauma-based type rituals, which we also, so we look at the numbers there. The address, 2051, right? Well, Jerusalem witch is 2051. Decode 1717 is 2051. Well, that was the year the Grand Lodge and Freemasonry over in England was founded. And then you have the 246, 246th Ave, right? Or street, my apologies. Which black cube is 246, guys. The black cube of Saturn. And I just want to show you guys something really quick. And then I'm going to let Paranoid American get into his breakdown, but all the links are in the description too, guys. If you're interested in getting your reading done, your numerology, to see what energies line up with you, then that link is down below as well. What the heck is going on? It won't let me share my screen. Share. Oh, there we go. Duh. Okay, so over here on Truthful TV, we also set up a part where you can come over and subscribe, guys, so you can be on our daily email, and anytime we drop a new project, you'll get it. And then down here, I put the chat in, so if you need to hit me up, you can hit me right there. But we also have Conspiracy Cinema Podcast over here. Me and Paranoid American are going to build its own website here pretty soon. But for now, it's on Truthful TV. And all our whole catalog is over here. Everyone we've ever done. So some really good ones. And let me show you this whole Saturn connection. I just dropped this video decode today. And so I found this post, right? It was amazing when I was doing that Antichrist video with beingjustified.com. And it was over here, but it was completely in Greek. So I translate. Luckily, I speak multiple languages. I translated this and put it in here for you the best I could anyways. And it breaks down all this connections to Kronos. Who, what did he do? We have a picture here depicting him eating his children, right? Which I think it just has like a lot to do with time. Time will eat everything, that life, death, rebirth cycle. And we also see the connection to Apollo, the symbol of Saturn, Zeus, Kronos. But look at this, y'all. Look at all. I want to show you all these black cubes around the world. It's nuts. And you got to read the blog, too, because there's so much in here. That's just called the Star of Remphan. These hats that they wear. This was the most scariest pope, don't you think?
He was like German youth or something, too.
I don't know, man, but he freaked me out. I used to have nightmares about that dude. For real, man. He's the only pope I ever met in real life in New York. When he came there, but like just from the sidewalk, but he scared the living crap out of me. Now we see these Saturn symbols within almost all the major logos, right? And that's because the elites, they're not really Satanist. They're part of a Saturn death cult. That's what they're into. Saturn, Saturnalia. That's the new pope. His birthday, George Mario Bergoglio, December 17th. That's the beginning of Saturnalia, this festival that they would have in the Roman times. We see it with Michael. What they say is that the northern pole of Saturn has this hexagonal cube, right? But we know that's probably some BS. But you'll see this everywhere. That's New York, Ground Zero, Mecca, the Kaaba. I just seen a code, too, that talks about Mecca and this cube being destroyed. Now, I'll tell you one thing. If that happens, I think it's in the 716 code in Gematria, guys. And I'm pretty sure, what is it tied to? It might be tied to that they found that plane, MH370. Did you guys know they just found that? Yep. On 923, they found the flight MH370 now all of a sudden. And me and Paranoid American did a full breakdown on that. It's tied to the Trident and CERN, Shiva, the Trident that destroyed the three worlds. But look at this. Look at every country has these black cubes. I mean, it's not a coincidence. This is what they worship. And this is tied to the Matrix and mind control. The black cube.
You could throw masonry in there too, maybe, with like the perfect ashlar stone.
Yep. And then this is at the UN building, bro. Their meditation room.
Oh, yeah, the Lucius Trust Room.
Yep.
It was originally called the Lucifer Publishing Company, but they had to change the name because it might have attracted a little bit too much attention.
Yes, sir. And did you know Kurt Cobain, his tombstone was a black cube? I never knew that.
I don't think he picked that one out for himself.
No, they definitely sacrificed him to the black cube and then put it on his tombstone. Probably some type of ritual to trap him, you know, back into a life, death, rebirth cycle. There's that famous movie, Paranoid American, called Cube. I was thinking last night we should do a couple of like the old movies, like They Live, Cube. You know, just you know,
I got a list that'll give us years of content to go with, man. Some like real good, like conspiracy classics that maybe someone hasn't even heard of.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah, I would like to do some older.
We got stuff. That, and I really want to do a black goo series where we just cover every movie that's sort of reference black goo and tie it to Vril and tie it to all the like Prometheus and everything.
Yeah, I'm down with that. I want to do that one soon. And guys, we're going to start. So we're going to do one video a week that's free to the public. And then we're going to do a members only video every week that y'all can be a part of. You can either be on Paranoid Americans Patreon and see it, or on Truth Mafia, my membership, and see it. Or if you're already on Truthful TV under the Nyman membership, you'll get it too. And that link is down in the description. But that we figured out a way where we can embed webinars on our website, and we can actually then watch clips of the movie with you. So it'll be so much cooler in them type of ones. They said there was this black cube spaceship by the sun too. That's hilarious. And we see the same symbolism with their whole badges. Just ties back to Saturn and the star of Remphan, which is in Amos and Acts in the Bible. I believe they talk about this star in there. And Rothschilds put it on the flag. It was never a Star of David. You know, you can ask Donut that. Donut will tell you.
And that one on the left too, Rothschild means red shield. So that's literally telling you it's a red shield.
Yep. Yeah. It's pretty. Hey, and you know what? If you ever watch Game of Thrones, the Lannisters, their symbol was the lion. And I think it was a red shield, if I'm not mistaken.
And they're the ones that always pay their debts, right? So it's like, yep, like a money thing, like a banking thing.
Yeah, it's all tied to that. But yeah, this just has, I mean, you'll never find a black cube decode that shows you that much. I mean, all around the whole world. I just wanted to show you that it's a real thing. It's a huge thing. And it's part of what they are worshiping. And then over here, here's the Mendoza Argentina fire ritual, which I linked the videos to the original channel I found too, guys. This ritual, she doesn't have very many subscribers at all, but that's where I found it. Her and this Jeff guy, and her videos are down there. And then I did a video on it. And also the flight just got found right here. Did you see that, bro?
Is this the one that everyone's been looking for forever?
Yeah. The one me and you did a podcast on. Yes. Remember we did a podcast on tridents and we covered.
Yeah, and we watched a whole series where people were trying to speculate on where the plane might have been. And it was like everyone thought it was going to be under the ocean somewhere.
Yep. They just came out with that new series about it. And it came out on March 8th on the anniversary of the thing going missing.
I'm not going to believe it until they come up with the pristine passports of everyone on the plane. Like, yeah, we don't have any of the plane parts, but here's five passports that looks like they just came right off the press.
Well, I'll tell you, it's one of the trending stories today. And from March 8th when it happened till today is 3,487 days, which 3487 is humanity unites to make war with God. The sun is not a ball of fire. It's a gateway, a portal, an escape route, which I've been telling people that for a minute now, that it's a way to the higher realms. And this making war with God, that's literally what they're doing with CERN, creating a stairway to heaven to take the war to God. And they're going to unite all nations under this threat of aliens. So if God does come back, they're going to tell you it's an alien threat, and all nations got to come together to fight it. You know what I mean? I think they fear that so much because they've been transferring their consciousness via cloning and some old crazy stuff to beat karma. And yeah, they're scared of what's going to happen. But here's the article just talking at Lost Malaysian Airline Flight MH370 found in Cambodian jungle. Sounds like BS to me. They always lie. But
yeah, I mean, this sounds like, you know, we buried Osama bin Laden at sea.
Yep, same type of story. I mean, that's just what they do. They love to lie. And there's our boy Paranoid American site over here. And guys, don't forget, for your decodes, Gematria Calculator, and check out Paranoid American Occult Decode, where you can follow along if we use code words during the podcast. All these banned words, you know, you can see what they mean. These are words that you can't say on YouTube due to the algorithm.
The critter cuddle.
That's a funny one. But all right, brother. So what do you have ready for us?
So I got a quick tangent. While you were talking, I went and grabbed this book off the shelf because I just remembered as you were breaking down all of like the Apollo math. So this is a book called Jesus Christ, Son of God. Notice it's S-U-N. And there's this whole section. Like, look, I got like mad notes on this thing. But deep in the section, they've got this one called The God Apollo, The First Word of Celestial Harmony. And basically this book is breaking down that the mathematics behind the names of all of these gods show that they're sort of like the same and similar. So here, like, hold on, I gotta move my head so I can read it as
Read this book. It's about
I'll make sure that you get a copy here. But look, it says that here we go. So the value in gematria for these English words, so the god Apollo, Hermes, and the god, they all add up to these specific numbers, right? 1415, 1061, 707, 353, 354. Now, those are actually the measurements of the Pythagorean theorem and these different equidistant points when you're calculating the hypotenuse of a triangle. Now, this isn't going to be a math quiz, but I just want to show you some of the, like, the really dope parts of this. So here's the Temple of Apollo, one of them, and look at the measurements, right? And
they show you the measurements. 161, bro, is asphyxiation ritual. That's what we're going through right now with hashtag I can't breathe and all the asphyxiation motifs.
But look at this. The perimeter of the hexagon equals Apollo. The perimeter of the square equals the god Apollo. That's one of the temples of Apollo. Here's another temple of Apollo in Athens. The inner circle equals Hermes. The square within the inner circle equals Helios. The tricircle pattern equals Apollo. And all the math, all the formulas and everything are in this book. And it keeps going like at one after the other, man. And it shows like so much of the math, and it breaks it all down. It shows you music. It shows you the relation between different like harmonic notes. Like, this is a really, really dope book. And the fact that it's all about Apollo.
888, that's the Antichrist code. And
you would eat this book up, man. I'm telling you, this is like one of the best books on the subject of gematria, in particular within like Christianity.
Yeah, I would definitely love to get my hands on that book. I would have to do a complete decode on that. That's amazing. That's interesting that you're starting to look into stuff like that, the math and stuff. I like it.
Well, I've had that book for a while, and I was more interested not in the gematria aspect, but that they were actually measuring the dimensions of all these old temples, and that like that math was adding up too. And that blows my mind, man. Like, not only the words, it's like, okay, fine. Someone can sit down with enough time and shuffle letters around and words around until they kind of make the math work out. But to then also do that with impressive, you know, architecture, that's a whole nother level. Like, now you're talking about being precise down to a point where you can't make a mistake, right? What are you going to do, like, have them all pull the marble back out and start it again? Because, crap, this doesn't equal Hermes. It equals Hermet, you know? Someone screwed up.
Well, that's why when I do it, bro, now I use the elements and everything. So when you get into that, tying it into the elements like Logan teaches, and it's a whole nother level. You can't make nothing add up. It is what it is. It's either going to work or it's not. The formula is going to work or it's not going to work. You know what I'm saying? And that has to do with that golem code. Do you know what a golem is?
Yeah, the golem is almost like a homunculus, but they would write the name on its forehead, I think, right? And it was the word for truth. And if they put truth on it, it would be alive. And if they remove truth, it would like be dead. Or maybe I've got that inverted.
Similar, but the golem translates to shapeless mass, and what they would do is animate it through a charm or a sequence of letters forming a sacred word. So pretty much gematria, and it would animate this entity. It was an animated anamorphic being from Jewish folklore, created entirely from inanimate matter, clay and mud. And it was tied to this Titan code I was doing. And then you have Alien Abduction 48. And I'm what I was saying is the alien is the new modern day golem that they're creating. You know, whether or not they're real or not, they're making it real. It's their new golem. And then that's tied to element 48, which is used to make batteries. And what's a battery do? It animates something, brings it to life. And the atomic weight of that is 112, which golem is 112. Magic code is 112. You know what I mean? So there's a whole connection with the elements that just takes you on another level. It's pretty nuts, bro.
And since you mentioned golem too, this is the Homunculus Owner's Manual that I did with Juan of the One on One podcast. And here we break down the whole background. This is the dude that I guess is credited with writing down the concept of a golem. This is Eliezer of Worms. And there's the golem right there.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty cool. Even though Juan don't talk to me no more, but, you know, shout out to Juan.
A little shout out, a little quiet one. Whisper to Juan.
No, I still love him. He's probably just busy. But, yeah.
I got my slides pulled up. I'll go through some of these. They're not in, like, a particular order just because I want to say, man, this show I think is interesting. It might not be for everyone. It can be slow sometimes, but it's also like really complex. Like the one thing that I want to point out that you brought up is that he keeps saying, I'm the God Apollo, like over and over and over. And like we said on the first issue, I'm going to just take him at his word for it because he's so adamant, you know, he's so damn adamant about being Apollo. Like, all right, I believe you, you're Apollo, but everything else in this whole series is so cryptic. And there's like so many different ways you can pull at it. And that's going to be relevant in a second, specifically with the God Apollo, because we were talking before we started, Apollo is the only God in Roman and Greek pantheons that shares the same name. So it makes it unique that Apollo can kind of like jump between mythologies and jump between those barriers in ways that others can't. And the fact that this is also called Changeling, that brings in this whole extra aspect of mythology that's not necessarily Greek or Roman. So now we're talking about like Scandinavian folklore. So the reason I bring that up is that this series, as it develops, I feel like it's pulling from all these different types of mythology. So there's a lot more to unpack than just like, oh, we said his name's Apollo, so clearly everything's going to be a metaphor for Roman or Greek mythology. It's not so like clean and simple like that. So here, this one starts out, and he says, here I am tripping on witches. Meanwhile, social media is conjuring up something way worse. And not only do I love that quote, and I agree with it 100%, but they harken back to that more than a few times, and they kind of hit you over the head with it. And again, because this show, other than him screaming, I'm Apollo over and over, it's more subtle. So when they do something and they repeat it like three or four times in different ways, it makes me think that there's like something really, really specific about what they're trying to tell you. So he says, tripping on witches, it's social media that is actually doing all the witchcraft. And then this guy says a little bit later on, like it doesn't seem related, but he goes, vampires can't come into your house unless you invite them, Apollo.
Yeah.
And then he says, when you post online, it's like leaving your front door wide open. And that blew my mind a little bit because
I too.
Like, are we inviting vampires in right now just because we're live streaming to the public? And is this like an open invitation for demons to like jump into our little portals? Because like, what's a black box, right? Like your monitor, your computer, those are black boxes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fallen angelic technology, some black mirror. And bro, not to mention that scene where you just said social media is conjuring up something bigger. That's where I found the 666. And that 257 connection in that scene.
Was that at a time? Like, where was the actual number at?
It was when they were sitting on the bench by that.
Oh, right. The one that comes like right before this part.
Yes, right. Because that's what he says right there. Social media is conjuring up something worse.
And yeah, and his friend's like, what are you talking about? And he's like, ah, never mind. Like, because his friend doesn't really understand the witchcraft component.
and the conjuring is like literally conjuring up, you know, even this word choice there.
Now after they leave this little port, this whole thing takes place on this whole episode takes place either like right next to the water or on the water or in the water. So this is a very aquatic episode for a few reasons. And I don't know how this plays in, but he's going to look for his kid who was kidnapped and maybe swapped out as a changeling. And the boat they get onto is called Child's Play. Again, yeah. I feel like these aren't just coincidences. I don't know what it means in particular, but, you know, Child's Play.
And so, we had that new Chucky just not too long ago, remember?
Who?
The new Chucky series.
I honestly like it, man. I know it's hit and miss, but I kind of like the new Chucky series.
Oh, I love it too. It's one of my favorites. I love Chucky. He's a crazy little dude.
So I was mentioning before, like it says down on the bottom here, Apollo is the only god in the classical pantheon that exists in both Greek and Romans. And then since this is sort of this changeling idea from like the Scandinavians, he also tells them, Apollo, I found these wise ones. And there's a number of different types of wise ones. There's like a Greek collection of sort of ancient scholars. But then there's also, in this concept of Swedish magic, they have these wise ones. And the wise ones are referred to as having a black book, the Svartebok. And this black book basically describes necromancy. And the necromancy is also included in the books of Moses. So I'm just pointing out like multiple different mythologies getting pulled in and referred to here. It's not just one. And then here's another one. This is a little bit of a stretch, but I was telling you, man, like Apollo gets onto Child's Play, right? He gets onto a boat with this dude and they're going to some island. He says, oh, they're on an island in the East River. And Apollo's like, what are you talking about? You know, and I said, when we watched the very first episode, he's pulling out this book called The Lost Islands of New York. And that kind of was this foreshadowing that they're going to actually find lost islands that no one knows about in New York. So here's this guy bringing them there. And the guy's bringing them. And Apollo, this made no sense to me. Apollo's like, I thought you didn't know how to drive a boat. And the guy goes, I can't tell a lie. And like, what in what context does just responding to someone and saying, I can't tell a lie ever make sense? So it felt like so out of the ordinary. I had to keep searching for this. And the only thing I came up with was George Washington has got this story, which is all BS, by the way, but that when he was a little kid, he chopped down a cherry tree. And because George Washington couldn't tell a lie, he went and kind of like snitched on himself and, you know, told his dad or something. But as he says, I can't tell a lie, they go directly under the Washington Bridge. And as they're under the Washington Bridge, Apollo has a flashback to where his wife said she was going to jump off the George Washington Bridge. So here you've got this dude saying, I can't tell a lie. They're under the George Washington Bridge. And he has a flashback where they talk about George Washington. So it's like, how can I not make this I can't tell a lie mean to be a reference to George Washington? And just that cherry tree aspect, this is on a side tangent, but recently on Zurtis's Sink Tank, he mentioned that the George Washington cherry tree might actually be a story about the Moorish sort of kingdom, because they were the first ones to acknowledge United States as being its own nation. And after, you know, we won, I guess, Washington like didn't kind of reciprocate that support, and that was known as chopping down the cherry tree. One, because when this Moorish flag rised up among all the other ones, it would stand out and look kind of like a cherry tree because it was bright and red. And the other one is that apparently if you look straight down, that green sort of pentagram looks like a cherry tree from like a bird's eye view. So this is a wild tangent, but I can't think of any other reason why this I can't tell a lie line was in there. There's something with George Washington and crossing a river maybe. And then here's just a little bit more insight on this cherry tree thing. I'm not just making this up. So 1776, the Empire of Morocco formally recognized the United States and they signed something called the Treaty of Peace and Friendship. It is the longest standing treaty in U.S. history. But again, with Washington not reciprocating this back to the Moroccans, it was like him chopping down this cherry tree. So I'm not an expert on the geopolitical nature of like a Moroccan and United States alliance, but it felt like there's something here that I'm missing, and these might be the pieces that kind of fit into that. The other thing is that once they actually get off this boat, they bring him to this island, and he jumps off the boat and he starts screaming, right? I'm Apollo, I'm here for my revenge. And as soon as he says that, these four chicks just run up and start beating on him, and they dunk him underwater. It's almost like that scene from Clockwork Orange where the Alex's friends like jump him and they start trying to like dunk his head underwater. This happens exactly. And then after this happens, they bring him into this temple, which you noticed was a completely blue room, and the lady that's running it introduces herself. And prior to this, everyone's talking about Cal, like Cal told me how to save my kid, and she introduced herself as Calypso. So first of all, the fact that everything has been taking place on the edge of the water or in the water, on the water, and then we've got this lady named Callisto. So in Greek mythology, the lands and the rivers were referred to with like these female figures. So Europa was the first geographic reference to a river as a god, and that was written in this hymn to Apollo. So this feels like some really close connections here. And then Callisto is one of the four of Jupiter's Galilean moons, the four largest moons, I guess, from Jupiter. And the other ones is Callisto, Europa, Ganymede, and I think Io. And this is going to be some interesting tangents on this too. So first of all, Ganymede, I always have to bring up when Ganymede comes up. Ganymede is this original Budweiser advertisement from the late 1800s. So everyone was like, oh, Budweiser's, you know, catering to this weird crowd all of a sudden, or they're catering to, you know, like alternative sort of, I don't know how to phrase everything without my decoder, but
right.
In the 1890s, Budweiser was still catering to all crowds. Here is Zeus that is rising up a prepubescent boy that he falls in love with, and he snatches this kid away. That's Ganymede. That's the guy right here in the middle. He was so beautiful that Zeus couldn't resist himself but to go and snatch him up and make him his quote-unquote cupbearer. You know, you can assume what cupbearer means. He was cupping. And then here's those four chicks, I think. Here's the four chicks beating up Apollo, right, in the top left corner. It's a little bit hard to see him in the darkness, but there's one, two, three, and then there's a fourth one down here. So,
and plus with that blue room, that ties it into the sacred feminine and moon energy. That's the, you know, the blue, because the red is the sun, male energy, the blue is the, and then we have that whole blue code. Even when he's being drugged into that room, remember there was like a big blue handprint on the wall before he went in? That's the first thing that caught my eye. And then the whole room is like straight blue. And remember, this had the whole fire motif in the beginning, the house fires and everything. And that doll started talking with the blue hair.
Well, and before he even enters that room, they dunk him underwater and they hold him underwater. So, I mean, to me, it's either a baptism sort of ritual, or it's almost like bringing someone really close to unalivement, right? And then bringing them back. And that's their passage from the mundane world where he came from New York and he was just going under the bridge. And now he's in the fairy world, right? He took the fairy.
It's that drowning motif that we see over and over again, which has to do with astral projection and stepping out of your body. We see it in Stranger Things. Every time Sev L went to the other realm, the upside down, there's water there. Remember, she's walking on water, and that it's everything's black, but there's water on her feet always. You ever notice that?
I did. I think that's and it's also a way to kind of show this concept of like zero gravity almost.
And Alex Jones was talking about how they would stop these elite's hearts, and they would stop their hearts, and then they would give them something intravenously, and they were going into these meetings with the elves. They call themselves the elves. And they would come, these scientists and shit would come out of these meetings and have technology that would work. They would give them this technology and it would actually work. And, you know, if you went to the DMT realm, you know, it's called them clockwork elves. They're supposed to be not good, though. And that's what's given us this technology for life extension technology, transferring our consciousness technology to build CERN, Stargate, the AI, all of it. It's so they can be in control and interact from their realm with ours. And that's the whole theory with the internet, how it's plugged into CERN. It's feeding that realm. You know, it's literally feeding that realm with our energy.
Oh, and you were just talking about this too. This kind of blew my mind a little bit. But look at the genealogy here from Io all the way down to Poseidon. See how Poseidon is actually a grandchild of Zeus and Io. So here's that trident all over again. And here's a picture of Io. I'm probably pronouncing this wrong. It's like Io or something. But look,
so he's not Zeus's brother.
No, so Zeus and Io, the blue is the male and the pink is the female, right? So they have offspring. Here's the male, here's the daughter, here's the daughter, here's a male. So Poseidon actually is in this lineage of Zeus and Io, which is one of these four Galileic moons of Jupiter. And then look at Io over here. Io wearing bovine horns. So it's the two-horned goddess. And the reason why she's got those two horns is a reference to that. Either she was turned into a cow, a bovine, or this is Hera that changes herself into the bovine and acts as Io. But anyways, here we have the two-horned goddess symbolism all over again. And then here you were talking about the little doll. And on like the third watching, I noticed this doll is actually talking. It was kind of cool, but like the little eyes are blinking and like the mouth is going on. But she says, the Scottish call it glamour. A harken back to the vampires, right? They were talking about vampires, like or energy vampires on social media, and that's where the real witchcraft is. So they say the Scottish call it glamour. It's an illusion where something pretends to be something other than what it is. So then here, illusion of something pretending to be other than what it is. Kind of sounds like social media. And the very next thing he says, a monster looks like to be a beautiful maiden. No specific shade. I just typed in Instagram reality, and this was like the top result. So here's a monster and a beautiful maiden related to social media. And then the bottom one is a ruined castle appears as a golden palace. And again, it's social media. You've got like someone's nasty living room. They turned it into a private jet cockpit so you can take a picture and make it seem like, you know, you're living in luxury, but really it's your garage. So here again is these references to like this magic of social media and making things appear like the way that it isn't. And then here's this one last slide that I got here. Again, this connection to Europa. And I'm starting to feel that there's like a Phoenician influence here. So Europa is the daughter of the king of Tyre, which kind of represents like just the Phoenicians in general, if you want to oversimplify it. And is part of this, it says, Jupiter blamed on the poet's account of irregular loves. Three maidens are mentioned of being clandestinely courted by Jupiter with success. Here's Io, daughter of the river, Callisto, Europa, and then there's Ganymede, the handsome king. You know, that this is the guy that Zeus snatches up because he's like so cute or whatever. And then right here, that there's many different sort of, you know, experts in these realms, and they agree on various, they disagree on a lot of things, but one thing that they all agree on is that Europa is specifically a Phoenician goddess, and that when you trace her lineage, she comes from this princess Io and Zeus. So, and then here it is, transformed into a heifer. That's where those two little horns come from on her head. So anyways, Europa representing Phoenicians. So we've got Scandinavian magic. We've got, you know, Roman mythology, we've got Greek mythology, we've got Phoenician mythology, and then right over here, the genuine Phoenician name was Cana, which is the same as Canaan. So we've got everything. We've got the Canaanites, we've got the Phoenicians by proxy, probably the Babylonians, and then we've got Roman, Greek, and Scandinavian mythology. So it's the entire lineage of sympathetic magic on its way from being state-sponsored and the Phoenicians all the way to being driven underground. And I think that this is sort of like this very complicated motif, right? Where they have to go to like these special islands and go in the cover of night, and they got to sneak places and lie about where they're going, and everything is clandestine. And I think that's because they're going from this land where we're at now, like modern day, where magic needs to be underground. It has to be occulted. But then he takes the fairy to go and find his changeling, and there magic is just done out in the open. So, I mean, it's a little scattered, but man, I feel like there's just so much meat to all this. And then I got one other thing that it might seem a little tangential, but this is a book called The Structure of Magic. And it was written by Richard Bandler and John Grinder. It's neuro-linguistic programming, and I think it's from the 70s. But the intro on this one has really stood out to me. It's called The Prince and the Magician. And again, the theme of this episode is things that are pretending to be what they're not, creating illusions. And Apollo even asks at a certain point, he's like, well, if my baby was a changeling and a changeling is an illusion, then someone created that illusion. Who created the illusion? Like, he kind of places that together in his logic. So here we've got this story. I'm not going to read the entire thing because it's not that long. I might read that. So it says, once upon a time, there's a prince who believed in all things but three. So he there's only three things he didn't believe in. He did not believe in princesses. He did not believe in islands. And he did not believe in God. His father was the king, and he told him that such things did not exist. As there were no princesses or islands in his father's domain and no sign of God, the prince believed his father. But one day the prince ran away from his palace and came to the next land. And to his astonishment, from every coast, he saw islands. And on these islands, strange and troubling creatures, which he dared not name. And as he was searching for a boat, a man in a full evening dress approaches him along the shore. And he asks him, are those real islands? Of course they're real islands. And those strange, troubling creatures? Oh, those are princesses. Oh, well, then God must also exist, cried the prince. I am God, replied the man with a bow. The young prince returns home as quickly as he could, sees his dad, and he tells him, I've seen islands, I've seen princesses, and I've seen God. The king was unmoved, and he says, neither real islands, nor princesses, nor God exists. He says again, I saw them. Tell me how God was dressed. Well, God was willing a full evening dress. Were the sleeves of his coat rolled back? The princess remembered that they had, and the king smiled. Well, that's the uniform of a magician. You've been deceived. At this time, the prince returned to the next land and went to the same shore, where once again he finds the man in the dress. And he says, my father told me who you are. You deceived me last time, but not again. I know those are not real islands. Those are not real princesses, because you're a magician. The magician, or the man on the shore, says, it's you who are deceived, my boy. In your father's kingdom, there are many islands and many princesses, but you are under your father's spell, so you cannot see them. The prince says, when he saw his father and looked him in the eye, father, is it true you are not a real king, but only a magician? The king smiled and rolled back his sleeves. Yes, my son, I'm only a magician. The man on the other shore was God. The man on the other shore was another magician. I must know the truth beyond magic. There is no truth beyond magic, said the king. The prince was full of sadness and said, I will unalive myself. And then the king, by magic, caused death to appear. Death stands in the door and beckons to the prince. He says, very well, I can bear it. You see, my son, you too now begin as a magician. This whole story, in case I lost it in the sauce a little bit, but the story that they're telling here is that anyone who can just say a word to you and it changes like your interpretation, like you can see the island, but if there's someone of authority that's like, no, it's not an island, right? If they gaslight you, that's basically what Richard Bandler and John Grinder are describing as modern day magic. So this whole thing of them going onto this a little excursion onto the island and the changeling, I feel like in my mind, I don't think this is what the writers or the showrunners have in mind, but this is this kind of magic of like whoever can tell the better lie, whoever can convince Apollo of what's going on is the true magician, and the true magician and God are not different in this particular world. So there you go. There's my whole ramble on it.
No, I'm definitely down with that. That was a good breakdown. Is that the end of your breakdown?
That's M, bro. I'm running on fumes now.
Yeah. You haven't got no sleep, have you?
How can I get sleep, bro? There's so much to decode, man.
But yeah, so let me, I just got a couple things to show and we'll wrap it up. I can't wait to start the whole Black Goo series with you, bro. But so people in the comments were asking if I've decoded already this announcement that's coming. They're sending out a frequency on our phones, guys, on October 4th. And the answer is yes, I decoded it, and it's not a good situation. Okay. That's you come watch it right here on Truth Mafia. Type in Apple reacts to iPhone 12 ban. That'll take you to the video. And actually, I'm on the 28th, I'm interviewing Steve from Body Align. He wants to come on and talk about, he researched the purple lights. Remember last time we interviewed him? I put that interview down here. Me and Dona interviewed him. He said he would find out about the purple lights for us. And this is the guy that pretty much helped create 2 and 3G technology, right? So he found out, and it's not good what he found out. Now, the news is the iPhone 12 is blasting people with radiation. And they tested 141 phones, which 141 is demonic and biochip. It's giving out 5.74 watts per kilogram, which equals 303. And Rona happened in the 330th anniversary year of modern day Freemasonry. But that's not the crazy part. The crazy part, let me pause this. Okay. So the movie Cell sends out a frequency that turns everybody into zombies, right? And if you watch this video, they're talking about this event that's coming up on October 4th that's going to send out a mass frequency to everybody's phones. And they show some clips from The Kingsman, which that's what they do. In The Kingsman, they use the phones to make everybody start killing each other. And if you watched our video on the Antichrist, Being Justified was talking about how he believes that they beta tested this over in, what was the name? The Rwanda genocide. So I guess they had a big campaign in Rwanda where everybody was getting the, you know what, the jabber. And then they tested this technology out. So when they turn this on, guys, it's going to release that gel, the hydrogel that's in there, that's keeping everything in. And what's inside that, I can't get on involved or say that on here, but let me just tell you, shout out to Ebola and some other things. That's all I'm going to say, because it's going to release that. People are going to start acting like zombies, bugging out. And the movie Cell equals 322. We know that popped off in Wuhan on November 18th, the 322nd day of the year, right? So, yeah, I would highly recommend you come watch this. And 5 days after that event, guys, 5 days after October 14th is the 322nd year anniversary of Skull and Bones. Well, 5 days after October 4th equals 127. Matching, nothing can stop what is coming. Scottish Rite Freemasonry. And remember, on 9/11, buildings 1, 2, and 7 fell, right? Pearl Harbor happened on 12/7. Ground Zero equals 127. Fast forward to the Lahaina fires, which ignited precisely 127 days after Dwayne The Rock Johnson announced his new film where he portrays Maui, the Polynesian fire god. And yes, Polynesia is also 127. But I get into it.
I'm still learning on this gematria stuff. So I wonder, does it make sense that 127, right? Flight, yeah. 93. 1 plus 2 is 3, and 2 plus 7 is 9. So you've got the 93 in the 127 too. Wow. Is that right? Or am I just making stuff up now?
No, that is on point. And then it has to do with Revelations 8:8. And people think it's Yellowstone, but it has to do with a major volcano Not Yellowstone, though, guys. Come watch this, and you'll see. You got to watch the whole thing because it blows your mind. I'm telling you that.
Was there a clip from Gilmore Girls in there?
Yeah, there's a bunch of clips. That's the videos I like doing, putting all these clips together or taking a video that's trending and either tear it apart and expose it for what it is or build on what it is, you know, because some of them, they're lying, bro.
I feel like we could reach out to a whole different audience if we did a Gilmore Girls Decode series, bro. Like, they wouldn't even know it. Someone would just be like, oh, Gilmore Girls. And then it's like...
And then you start hitting them with
facts. The Rothschilds are trying to take over the planet with the Saturnian cubes.
Yeah, that'd be funny as hell. Hey, this is a great video, too, that Archaix did. Phenomenal. It's like 12 minutes long. It's really good. He did a great job on that one. And then our boy, Jay Dreamers, he did one on Nibiru that's really good, too. Shout out to Jay. Paranoid American and Jay actually got a video coming out. What day is that releasing?
Paranoid. Oh, man, you put me on the spot. I think it's in like a week or two on YouTube.
Oh, you didn't tell nobody?
I mean, it's on the YouTube and it's like scheduled. So if you're subscribed to me on YouTube, you'll see it pop up. Here, I'll look at it right now while we're talking.
So go subscribe to it, guys, because that way you'll be able to see it. And I got all Paranoid Americans links under.
So I got Jay's episode is going to air on October 14th, so it's in like 3 weeks from now. I got a whole backlog, bro. So like every Wednesday, every Saturday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, like clockwork, there will always be a new episode on the Paranoid American podcast. Like I've got a backlog filled out.
Why don't you premiere a video on here, dude? Like I do, like everybody does. You can have a video.
I gotta say, dude, I don't even know what you're talking about right now.
Oh my god, that's sad, brother.
This is like showing grandpa how to use the iPhone for the first time.
I gotta teach you how to do that.
But last time we did a video, you showed me how to add my links to the top of the page, and I felt like such a bumpkin. But no, I got the links now, right? Like you didn't have to tell me twice.
So you've added these videos like after we do them?
Correct. Yeah, I'll like go out and download it and then re-upload it.
Well, you should know if, damn, that's back when I used to go on the screen. Them days are over, guys. I'm never going on the screen again. They blast me with microwave radiation when they know where I'm at. So them days are long and gone. But they think I'm a clone and all kinds of shit now, bro. But let me show you this real quick. Truth Mafia Pod. Yeah. So you can ask Stone Nut and Paranoid American. I'm still the same Tommy. Still me.
I mean, that's how clones work, though, right? Like, it's supposed to be the same one.
Yeah, no doubt. So you see how I have this video premiered up here?
Okay.
You'll just go up to... I know you're probably like, what?
No, this has turned it into the like teach Paranoid American how to use the fucking computer podcast.
Real fast. So look right here. See where it says customize channel.
Mm-hmm.
Click on that. And then you can premiere whatever video you want up there for your people. So you can like have one for channel trailers for people who haven't subscribed. You just put on here, change video, put whatever video you want up there. And then you can have one for your people that are already subscribed. I usually put the same ones up. And like right now, it's the video me and you are doing. That's the one I'm premiering right now. So, yeah, it's pretty cool because then your people see it. Once they come in, it's right up at the top playing. Like right now, we got 103 people in there watching from this channel. And I really don't upload nothing over here. All my stuff is lives. So this is the channel I'm very careful with. I took a bunch of stuff down. It's all big people interviews. You know what I'm saying? Then you got the podcast, 17 episodes, if you want to just have the audio. But, yeah, pretty cool.
I'm adding it right now as we're talking, man.
I got to teach you. You know what I'm saying, brother? And they were asking me what Ani's Patreon is. Somebody in the comments, it's right here. www.patreon.com/the_spiritualshaderoom. And he has that 18-year-old like Paranoid American does on his too. don't you, bro? Like yours says you got to be 18 too on your Patreon.
Yeah, you know what, man? And right, it's here, not an easy way to undo that. The only way to undo that is I got to like email
Patreon. Oh, it didn't tell me I had to just now. It did last time, but it didn't just there right there.
Maybe but, maybe yeah. I undid it because I actually went in and told them like, nah, there's nothing adult on here, even though there definitely is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you'll build it up, brother, and I like your little theme you build up there. That's pretty cool.
You're going to see that pattern right there on the trading cards coming out with Jay Dreamers soon, too.
Oh, that's what's up. So y'all went and made some trading cards without the rest of us, you little sneaky bastards.
What, you can what, be in, like, edition 7 or 8.
Well, you know.
Oh, hey, hey, really quick,
too. I kind of thought that up on my podcast. I mean, true. That's funny how y'all just spun that, but we'll let it slide.
I appreciate you letting it slide. I want to show something. Go to the Occult Decode site really quick, just for anyone watching right now. I'll give you a special feature that's going to end up costing like you have to have like a premier account, but for right now you don't. See the little moons next to those dates on the bottom? It says like Thursday, Friday, Sunday. Anywhere on this site where you see a date and a moon, if you click on the moon, like click on any one of those moons right there, it'll automatically look up every major event that happened on that day. So this one is March 7th. So here's every single major event that's happened on March 7th.
Oh, I want to look at this date then. Let me check a date. I got a date I need to check. So I need to check. How do I do this? September 29th. Do I need to have
the year won't matter. It'll show you everything that happened on that month and that date.
So let's do September 29th and October 4th. That's the day the signal's going out.
Okay, so if you scroll down there, right, you can click on the moon under 929. And then if you just wait while it looks it up, it'll give you a bunch of events that happen on that day. So there's 53 events.
2009 Afghan presidential election. 11 days after the URI attack, the Indian Army conducts surgical strike against suspected militants in Pakistan. Over 42 people are killed by members of Boko Haram College, whatever the hell that means.
Remember that? Remember Kony, the Boko Haram thing where everyone was like buying the wristbands to like stop some warlord?
No, I do not remember that. Boko Haram, the 8.1 earthquake. Oh, wow, guys, look, 929. There was a major earthquake and tsunami that killed 189 people, and that's CERN's anniversary. So that was in 2009 on 929. Now what we should do is trace from that day until this year's 929 and see what that lines up with.
And that, honestly, that's the whole reason this site exists, is to just make it easy to find other connections with things. Like, what are the chances you would have found out about that earthquake on 929 without this particular tool, right? Like, this just facilitates finding cool and interesting connections that you wouldn't otherwise.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I usually use that other calculator because I just didn't really think about this one, but I'll definitely start using it. I want to change this date to 2009. I want to see how many days this is before we go. Hold on. 2009 of 2029. How many days is that? Is that telling me the date right there? 81.
So see right in the middle, it's 81 years, 972 months. Oh, my
God.
1,226 weeks.
81 years, y'all. Holy shit. Are you kidding me? Let me show these people. We got Ritual 81 and double ciphers, right? Oh, shit. Rich 17 is Ritual 2? Holy cow, I forgot about that. And then Nibiru. Nibiru is 17 in that same cipher. But Ritual, damn, ain't there something with Golden Gates? I can't remember what it is. Oh, I can't remember. There's something with 81 with Golden Gates still.
Well, if you put in just the 81 and search for that for the matches, maybe it'll pop up.
What, on here?
Yeah, if you just put in the number 81 and search for it. And then you can check all the ciphers you want it to search for. So it's going to search Chaldean, Ordinal, and Reverse Ordinal for all the 81s.
Oh, I never knew it had that feature.
Bro, it's got more features than even I can remember in it.
Oh, that's interesting.
So if you ever know the exact number you're looking for, and then if you scroll back up, right, and turn more
I always know the number
ciphers on, then it'll show you even more results.
Yeah, I never knew it did this. Oh, I'll be using that way more because, yeah, I do that all the time. I usually do it like this. I usually like say 237 in Gematria, and then it gives you this site, gematriax.org calculator, and I'll look at their site, and then if we don't have it on ours yet, I take it over and I'll put it in, and that's how I've been building the Latin cipher out, because they have like every match in Jewish. That's Latin. Jewish is Latin. Same damn thing. I don't know why they changed.
But yeah, man, like if you go and type 237 and hit enter, just turn on a bunch more ciphers. Like you can turn all of them on if you wanted to.
Could you?
Yeah, you can turn on every single one.
And it'll show me matches in all of them?
Yep. And the screen might get a little bit hard to read because it's gonna have like
right.
It's gonna have so many columns. But yeah, type in 237 and hit enter. And it should be pretty quick too, man. Like I've been really working on making this thing snappy. Look at that. There's all the 237s across every single cipher on the whole site.
Wow. Oh, I love this feature. This is going to change the game for me. So when I was doing it in this one, you can only search it really in Latin. You know what I mean?
Yep. No, I know, man. I looked at every single site out there and I tried to take the best features and combine them together. And in some places it's like not obvious because there's so many different ways to use this. I need to have like a little like guided tutorial I'm going to do eventually. I'll do a video on it.
Chemical spills are 237, guys. Conspiracy theorists are 237. Columbine shooting is 237. That's freaking interesting. Dam is 237. Shout out to Hoover Dam. That shit's coming down soon. That's cool, bro.
And I also updated this recently too, so like it'll be more obvious if you see.
Let's do 81 then in all of them. Because that's the date we need to be paying attention to. This is 81 years exactly from that tsunami earthquake. So, hey, what the hell?
Yeah, okay, now you're exposing a bug in the site really quick. You're going to have to just refresh the page and search for 81 again. Because what I got now is so to prevent people from accidentally searching the same thing like 10 times in a row. If you've already searched it, it won't search it again. I'm working on it.
Yeah, take that shit off. Don't be putting no limitations on us. Us diehard. All right, let's see what we get here, guys. Find matches. That's so crazy that you can search them all. I never knew that, dude. And it's on both of my sites. Paranoid American, you know, pretty much built this shit for me to do my decodes and shit. Oh, look, guys, airdrop is 81. And the fake Tommy Truthful pages are giving you guys airdrops and stealing your information. Ain't that crazy? Agenda.
It's all coming from CERN.
So hilarious. Alchemy's 81. What I'm looking for is something to do with San Francisco.
Well, scroll that. Like right now, there's so many results you probably got that you can keep clicking down forever. If you scroll it down, you can get all the way down to the S's.
Ancient Aliens is in that cipher too. Let me go down here to the S's.
Look at how many there are, man. You're just in the D's still, right?
Quality. Oh, wait. I'm missing because I don't want to go past Flood. I want to find the G's. Freemasonic Rituals 81. Full Moon Rituals 81. Gematria Effect News, Gematria Effect Sports, both 81. He's a total agent.
Gilgamesh, 81.
Yeah. Oh, Golden Gate Bridge, right there it is, bro. Golden Gate Bridge.
And look, and see how it says Golden Gate Bridge and it has a 2 next to it? Yeah, that's letting you know that there's 2 different things that match 81.
Oh.
So look, there's 2 different ciphers where Golden Gate ends up being. It's probably an ordinal and reverse ordinal, if I had to guess.
I knew it was. I knew there was an 81 connection to Golden Gate. And so we had a tsunami take place on that day. That is very interesting. That would definitely keep my eye on that, to say the least. What is this? Hurricane Dora's 81, too. Hurricane Katrina's 81. Oh, look at this, bro. I am Apollo.
The sun god, 81. God. That's dope.
Holy shit. Talk about synchronicity. The Illuminati card games is 81. Yeah, this is an awesome feature, man. You know, I always thank you for building this. That's why I shout you out so much. It was definitely changed the game as far as decoding goes. It's been so awesome. I haven't used no one else's calculator in so long.
Yeah, I mean, it hurts me a little bit every time I see someone use a screenshot from like one of the other sites. I just want to like message them and respond on social media like, yo, here's a better one that's free. But
I mean, I do.
I appreciate it, man.
I tell them, I say, hey, come here.
Hey, bro, stop paying $15 a month and get all the same features and more for free. Come on.
I say, come to truthmafia.com or Truthful TV, use the calculator. And anybody I see, I tell them that shit. And then whenever I'm doing a decode, I always shout out your site because it, you know, it's right there attached to the top of it. So I always plug you for building the calculator. Right there, boom. Takes you right to it.
If you got another suggestion for that default phrase, I just wanted it so whenever someone opened that thing, they had like a positive message just poking them right in the face immediately, right? It says, you are amazing. It might be a little bit cheesy, but I don't know. I like it not like going to an occult website and it feels spooky, right? It's like
it's a good thing. Mafia on that bitch. 117. That's what you need to put on there. Truth Mafia. So, guys, the link is down in the description. Come join our Diamond membership. That'll get you access to the upcoming members-only podcast that me and Paranoid American's going to do. Of course, you can also get that on Paranoid American's Patreon. But you'll get that plus the videos me and Donut do. There's already a whole catalog I send you the day you join. So I send you a link. You get the Gematria class free, all the content we already put out free. And it tells you right here, you know, breaks it down for you what it all includes and everything. And you just put your email. It's really simple. You put your email in. @proton.me. First name, Tommy. And you probably want to give your real name because when I decode you, I'm going to kind of need your name. You know what I'm saying? But you can also give that to me on the day of your decode if you feel more comfortable doing that. And then you just go down here. This is in your box. You're going to put your birthday, the time you're born if you know it. You know, give me the best details you can for your decode. And then just hit continue. And you're going to check out as a guest. So you don't have to have a PayPal. You just hit buy now. Pretty easy. See this one? Favorite debit card. Put your email back in. That's for PayPal. Continue the payment. You, like I said, you don't have to have PayPal. It's your checking out. It's just going through PayPal to make sure it's a secure checkout. That's all. So, yep, that's over there, guys. And check out Paranoid American. You know, check out his website, too. He's got, I don't know, do you got the link to your website on here?
It's at the very, very top. It says powered by Paranoid American, I think.
Dude, I cannot believe that there was this this right here. I got to screenshot that so I don't forget. Hold on, because I'll remember to look at this tomorrow or I'll totally forget. Because that fascinates me. I need to figure this shit out.
Well, you just scroll to the very bottom of Occult Decode and I got a link to like every single one of my pages at the very, very bottom. There you go. Website, Amazon, Instagram, Twitter, everything.
Oh, you got my Truth Mafia?
I got you on there. We got Dona. We got Ani. We got everybody.
I'd like to see that. Paranoid American. This is your website. This is where he does his books and stuff like that, which me and him are going to work on something soon, project. What's up with the alien one, bro? I want to do that with you with my Alien Cartel website. That theory you have is so amazing. I told Donut about it. I told a lot of people because it's such an awesome concept. You know what I mean? With the
alien. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to give too much away, man, but I'm telling you, like, all of the content that I've released over the last 10 years, I'm about to release even more than that combined in the next 1 year. So just keep coming back here, man. Never Straight Answers coming out. Illuminati's coming out. All four issues of that are done. Chosen One number 2, we're waiting for like 20 more people to sign up for notifications to drop that one. Like, it's all just going to be at the end of this year. It's going to be like blam, 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 like project after project.
That's what's up. The card one he did with Jay Dreams and cut us out on, that's going to be dropping.
You're not cut out, man. I'm just, bastard. You know, like we're going to make sure that the recipe is good. That was me and
Jay that came up with that idea. You can go back and watch
it. Well, to be fair, man, I've got the designs for the conspiracy cards I've been working on that date back 8 years. But for sure, Jay and you bringing it up again, like sparked that fire under my ass again to, like, actually put it out this time.
Yeah, because that was supposed to be a project we put all Truth Mafia on.
But you know, we will, man. It's just
always do a part two.
We got the retail box packaging going on right now, and it's gonna be like foil packs. There's gonna be like holographic inserts, all of that. But it takes a long time to set all that stuff up. But once I got everything ready, we'll probably even do like some open calls. So anyone that wants to either have their own card, or if you just really want like a certain conspiracy theory or a book or a subject to be included in these conspiracy cards, we'll probably open it up for anyone. So if you're just like, I really want, you know, like the Rothschilds to have a card or like the moon landing to have a card, you can make it happen.
Hell yeah, that's what's up. And some of you guys, your decodes are probably done and you haven't checked your email. Check your email. I sent out a bunch of new decodes. I'm right about a week behind. So if yours was like, say, last week, I'm just finishing up Saturdays from last week. And then, you know, it's always like 4 to 5 days behind because I got usually about 10 a day. So, yeah, dude, the decodes, I do so many. It's unreal, bro. I had to streamline it. I used to do them all on the phone. Now I do it via email, which it's even better. I can do a much more detailed one. So pretty cool. But we love y'all. You guys have a great night. And thank you for rocking out with us. We appreciate it. We're out of here, guys.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. Yeah.